Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
This is an archived edition of Under the Microscope. It originally aired on November 3rd, 2011.
Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in health, science, and technology. I'm Kyle Diaz. Later in the show, the efforts of an international team of researchers could change the way Missouri wines are cultivated. But first, it's the time of year when people start looking forward to cozy evenings by the fire. But do you know where your firewood comes from, or what tiny pests might be living inside of it? KBIA's Camille Phillips has this story.
The blaze of fire is bright against the inky backdrop of tents and trees. The smell of wood smoke is heavy in the air. It's the weekend before Halloween at Finger Lakes State Park, and temperatures tonight are expected to get into the 30s. Longtime friends Kim Banks and Dana Deacon cook hot dogs over the campfire with their families. A stack of firewood they brought with them from Jefferson City sits nearby. The women have heard it's best to burn firewood locally, but they aren't quite sure why.
I think it's because of the bugs.
It is because of the bugs. A small, metallic green beetle from Asia called an emerald ash borer, to be exact. The pest lays its eggs under the bark of ash trees, and when the larvae hatch, they eat furrows into the wood. This disrupts the flow of water and nutrients, eventually killing the tree. An infestation of emerald ash borer was found in 2008 at a recreation area in southeast Missouri. That's why state entomologist Colin Wamsley recommends getting firewood as close to your campsite or fireplace as possible.
We know that it's in Wayne County, Missouri, but it's very possible that it could be at other locations in Missouri or in other states. So to prevent that unknown movement, where the emerald ash borer or other forest pests may be, but undetected, we just ask folks not to move firewood very far from where it was harvested.
If you do bring firewood from other places, foresters suggest burning all of it so you kill any pests that might have hitched a ride. Foresters are also concerned about thousand cankers disease. The disease hasn't made it into Missouri yet, but MU Extension forester Hank Stelzer says it has the potential to do a lot of damage.
In the case of something like thousand cankers or walnut, that is significant because we have over 50 million walnut trees in the state. The next closest states are Ohio and Kentucky at about 25 million. And the economic impact on those has been documented by the Department of Conservation over a 20-year period of about 850 million.
Black walnut trees are native to southern Missouri and provide two cash products, timber and nuts. In contrast, ash trees are only common in urban areas, where they are planted for shade and ornamentation. Stelzer says they replaced the American elm after the elm trees were wiped out of Missouri cities in the 1950s by the Dutch elm disease. Columbia is one of those urban areas with a high number of ash trees. But the city's Parks and Recreation Department is keeping an eye out for infestations. Brett O'Brien is in charge of the city's efforts. On a sunny afternoon, he shows me how the department samples branches for signs of the pest.
So, like right along here in the front part of Cosmos, here's some ash trees. These are white ash.
First, we head to Cosmo Park to prune a few branches. Then we go to the workshop to test the sample.
Typically, what you're going to do is just, it's barely going underneath the bark. Hopefully, we're not going to find anything.
And he doesn't find anything this time, but someday he might. The emerald ash borer isn't the first invasive pest to make its way into Missouri, and it won't be the last. Stelzer says the best thing to do is keep vigilant.
We don't have a silver bullet for stopping them or for even controlling them once they're here, and so it is best to just kind of spread the wealth as far as planting species across a wide array so we can kind of mitigate any adverse effects.
In other words, hope for the best, but plan as if the pests are coming. Camille Phillips, KBIA News.
I'm Kyle Diaz, and you're listening to Under the Microscope. Deep in the Ozarks, an international team of researchers are working together to breed new forms of grapes that are resistant to disease or pests. And what they find could have an effect on the wine industry in Missouri and beyond. KSMU's Jennifer Moore has this story.
Dr. Chin Feng Huang is walking through the vineyards at MSU's Fruit Experiment Station in Mountain Grove. That's about an hour east of Springfield.
This is a Norton cross with a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Huang is a grapevine breeder. On this day, he's pulling back vines to show me a special cluster of grapes that he's keeping a close eye on. It's essentially a lesson in the birds and the bees of grapevine breeding.
So the tiny flower of Norton, we get rid of the male pollen, and then we use the Cabernet Sauvignon pollen to brush onto the top of the Norton female part, and then to produce this.
So this cluster here, this crossbreed, has essentially the disease resistance of a Norton grape and the great taste of Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's our goal, yes.
A summer intern made this cluster. It contains the seeds from which researchers will grow new vines. The efforts of this research facility have recently caught the attention of one of Europe's most respected institutions, the French National Institute for Agriculture Research. The two parties have just signed a memorandum of understanding to collaborate in their research. Huang's research partner is Dr. Wenping Chu. One is from China, the other from Taiwan. Both are celebrating the accomplishment that their lab is the first to sequence the genome of the Norton grape. That will allow Huang to speed up the breeding process on new disease-resistant grapes because he'll be able to look at the markers on the genome that are associated with disease resistance. He plans to breed several new varieties of grapes. The goal here is twofold. These researchers hope to improve human health, they say, by exploring the compounds found in native species. But they also hope to make the grape and wine industry in Missouri and around the world more profitable. Scientists at the French National Institute for Agriculture Research are very eager to incorporate what's happening here into their own laboratories. In France, where wine is both a staple of the economy and a proud tradition, a disease-resistant grape that suits the French palate is highly desirable. These researchers say their new varieties of grapes will also be a boost to Missouri's wine industry, giving local growers more options and more success in their vineyards for years to come. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.
That's Another Microscope. I'm Kyle Diaz. Thank you so much for listening. You can find these stories and many more on KBAA.org.
You've been listening to an archived edition of Under the Microscope. It originally aired on November 3rd, 2011.